It's the fucking overview show, isn't it? It's back from nowhere. What is there to overview, they said. We'll find things to overview, we said. We're overviewing the overview. You've never been so overviewed. So let's put it like that. To overview the overview with me is the Neil Atkinson, the Phil Blundell, two Daves for your money, Lynch and Seeger, and Steve Graves. I'm seeing them. I don't think they are. It's not being videoed, is it, Neil Atkinson?
Nope.
It's not being videoed. You wish it was being videoed. Anyway, here's what I pitched to Neil as overview of the overview. I said, well, okay, we're going to do the sort of overview show you actually want to hear in a few weeks. Well, hopefully in the very near future when the date's set for the restart of the season and we can talk about the nine games. This isn't about talking about the specific opposition and the specific tests within the remaining nine games. This is about looking at the totality of what remains for Liverpool this season and crucially beyond, really. Because I think whilst we've all been... What's the word? So before the crazy hiatus we're now in, before that, I think we were all very focused on the prize and only the prize. Whereas what was looming beyond that was a horizon whereby Liverpool possibly could build a dynasty, could dominate for some time to come. And I don't want to go into, can Liverpool rule the roost for the next 5 or 10 years? I want to look this season and maybe 18 months beyond, so next season, and then just see how Liverpool can build, what are the challenges. I think we're also going to shamelessly focus on Manchester City a bit, as by far Liverpool's biggest rival, although there is a conversation to be had around the emergence of, say, the likes of Chelsea and Man United. We might touch on that. We'll start, though, in the short term, and I'll start with who's looking eager. Phil Blundell's looking least eager, so I'll go to him. Phil... Okay, we think we'll start again, what, 19th, I think the smart money's on. Between now and then, what, it's just about getting back in rhythm. It's the most unique attempt to get back in rhythm in the history of the game, I suppose, actually, since the end of the Second World War, getting back in rhythm phase.